This is Eric Bibb, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
What was that at the end? Carrie Bell, the late Carrie Bell, together with his son Laurie Bell on guitar, taken from the album Harp Slinger, and a track called Strange Woman. I know a few of those. Welcome to The Raven of the Blues. My name's Dave Raven. Across the world, however you're listening, welcome to the show. Thank you for choosing to listen to either the show on FM, on Talk Radio Europe, or as an MP3 file, or on Skybird Radio. In the show this week, the new CD from the Cedars, superbly presented, some tracks we know and some new ones too. We've also let's look ahead to it now, really. The Mijas Blues Festival, the Mijas Acoustic Music Festival, takes place this coming weekend afterwards, on the 13th of June. I wish I could be there. I've had loads of emails saying I'm going to be there like I was last year. Sadly, no. Recessionary times means that although I wish I could be there, the sheer cost of getting there, staying, car hire, all that sort of stuff means it's out of the question. I think Alan T from Talk Radio Europe is going to be there, and I know one person who is going to be there, who I met last year. Her name is Kathleen Pearson, otherwise known as Kat. This year she's with the band Valve Tones, and I think here's a number they'll be doing next weekend in Mijas and Smokestack. Mm-hmm. said to Gordon Smith and Alan Glenn in conversation last week, it's another number which presumably, even after all these years, originally done by Howling Wolf back in the 60s or late 50s, I'm sure there's still bands across the world, in South America, North America, Europe, Asia, the whole bit. I bet there's a band somewhere in a town somewhere playing that at this very point in time. Smokestack Lightning, and performed there by the Valve Tones, on vocals. Great, great voice. That's Kathleen Pearson, otherwise Kat. Met her last year in Mijas, and she'll be in Mijas this year, in a week's time. If you're listening on Saturday afternoon, this time next week, you should be making your way to Mijas, basically. Okay, she's of the old school, if you know what I mean, in terms of female singing. Let's really go old school now, and go right back to 1935 and Memphis Minnie. Here's Memphis Minnie with Dirty Mother for you. The older tracks we'll play in the programme this week from 1935, 70 odd years ago. And that is Memphis Minnie, one of the original blues shouters, and A Dirty Mother for You. And you recognise that probably because that's been turned and covered in many, many different ways in the intervening years. 1935 was the recording date. At that age, young Cora Walton in Memphis, Tennessee, or just outside Memphis, Tennessee, was just 7 years old. She was born on September the 28th, 1928, and eventually became Coco Taylor. She moved to Chicago in 1953 with her husband, the truck driver Robert Pops Taylor, and basically from that point on lived in Chicago. She met Willie Dixon, he took her under his wing, and she started recording for Chess Records back in the 1960s. She died this week at the age of 80, and she really was one of the, she was called the Queen of the Chicago Blues, and many people called her the Queen of the Blues, and so I thought this week we'd pay tribute to Coco Taylor, who kept her voice and kept her great singing style all the way through until her last album a couple of years ago. Let's go back down at 1965 and her first single. Anybody who heard that, heard this particular track sung by Coco Taylor way back then, knew, even though you didn't know what a Wang Dang Doodle was, you know your mother wouldn't like it, but you really probably wanted one. Here she is, Coco Taylor with Wang Dang Doodle.
Hey.
Wobbly end, but who cares? That was the one that made her, really. That became her theme tune back in 1965. It was the last time Chess Records had a hit in the R&B top 10, and that was Coco Taylor with Wang Dang Doodle. And I think many of us of an age who were growing up around that time know the words to that off by heart, because it was sung not only by Coco Taylor, but every blues band in the UK. Howlin' Wolf did it too. I mean, basically, it became a blues standard. Now, she kept her vocal talents all the way through. She left Chess Records. They eventually folded. She joined Alligator Records 10 years later in 1975. Let's go there now with Alligator Records, and taken from the album of that year, Queen of the Blues, here she is 10 years on from Wang Dang Doodle with Evil. one that picked up a W.C. Handy Awards for Vocalist of the Year. She actually started getting W.C. Handy Awards way back in 1980, and she won almost every year thereafter as the best contemporary female artist. She dropped a couple of years, but basically all the way through from the 80s into the 90s, Coco Taylor picked up an award of one kind or another at the W.C. Handy, which eventually became the Blues Music Awards. Now, amazingly, in this rock and roll and blues lifestyle, she's still married to the same guy, but in 1988, there's a tragedy. They're on tour and have an accident, and she breaks her shoulder, collarbone, and lots of ribs. Her husband is more severely injured. He goes into cardiac arrest, and though he survives for a short time, he dies a couple of months later on, basically. And she makes a comeback in the Chicago Blues Festival in the early 90s, but then she has health difficulties too, and we get to the year 2000, and she kind of disappears off the scene altogether. Until 2 years ago, 2007, when she brought an album out, her first one for 7 years, called Old School. And let's close our tribute to Coco Taylor with that. And a thanks to Alan T, who made contact with me, and also to Dave White, listening on to Talk Radio Europe on the coast up at Gandia, near the Costa Blanca north part of it. He's a blues man too. Look forward to hearing some of your work when you send me the links. But he alerted me as well and said I wasn't going to do a tribute, and of course I have been very pleased and very happy to do it. The sad news on the death of Coco Taylor, here she is, Don't Go No Further. 40 years in between those three tracks, from Wang Dang Doodle in the 1960s right through to that one from 2 years ago, Coco Taylor and Don't Go No Further, commemorating a great life, the queen of the Chicago blues, and in many respects the queen of current blues, really, who passed away on Wednesday of this week. It's the Raven of the Blues. If you were listening last week, you'll have heard our live session with Gordon Smith and backing him on harmonica, Alan Glenn. Alan left a whole raft of CDs behind, some of which I'd already got and some new ones to me as well. Let's feature a band that he brought an album about some 3 years ago. They're called The Barcodes. The album is called With Friends Like This, and here they are with Can't Hold Out Much Longer.
Thank you.
prolific guy, Alan Glenn, our guest last week, backing Gordon Smith, fine harp player, and features on so many albums with so many bands. There he is with the Barcodes, one of three members of the band. Basically, Bob Hadrell on Hammond and various keyboards, Alan on harmonica and vocals, Dino Kocher on drums and other things you hit. And that's the album which came out some 3 years ago called With Friends Like These and Crazy About You Baby. Alan also works with the Yardbirds as well. I'll be playing some tracks from them probably on next week's programme too. One of my bands, our favourite young bands I saw about a year and a half ago for the first time. No, it must be longer than that. 2 years ago now. Called the Cedars. Very much Americana rather than blues. Saw them working in Kingston. They came into the session here about a year ago and they've been talking about their new album for quite a while. It's eventually arrived. Now, this is the album I've got. I think it's a special edition. It's in a wonderfully packaged. The packaging alone is just so good. It's called Little Copper Still. I have a feeling I saw in an email from Jason saying that this was not the album which you won't necessarily be able to buy. It's a special edition, I think, for their friends in the band, and so I'm very honoured to have a copy of it. Some of the tracks have been on the original CD, their demo CD, and some of them they've done live here in the studio, but here is a track which hasn't been done before. It's called Letter to a Lover. Recorded in California. How rock and roll is that, eh? The album Little Copper Still. They heard Chantal on vocals, Jason on banjos, and also then on bass Pedro and drums Stephen, and then there's violin on there as well, and that's Sheila Shad on violin, and she obviously was brought in for that particular track. And amazingly, in one of those strange, quirky coincidences which life is full of, the album arrived, I think, on the Thursday of towards the end of last week, and then on the Saturday over the weekend, we've had some great weather. The band themselves passed by in a boat. We sailed a quick high, and they were on a day out from Richmond. And so the new album, I think, is available directly from the band website, and you'll find links to the Cedars on the Raven and the Blues page, as always, at raven.dj/R&B. The Cedars album, Little Copper Still, has, according to the sleeve notes, 12 tracks on it, but if you put it in your CD player, it'll say it's got 13 tracks, which is most odd. And so if you go to track number 13, you end up with about a minute's worth of silence, and then you get what I would call an Easter egg, which is an extra thing you didn't expect in the first place, and so I've got no idea what it's called, but here is the little Easter egg from the Cedars.
Mm-hmm. get your needle done. Just get out your thread and sew me a sail. Don't make yourself a wedding gown. He said, I'll get us 1,000 acres. Don't you give me that doubtful frown. We're wicked and queen of the prairie. I'll buy you a ruby crown. I said, darling, the sea was calling me. It stole your passage claim. It took your boots and your cap.
Isn't that nice? A little bit extra. Track number 13 on the album, not listed on the album sleeve notes, but there you heard the Cedars off the album, Little Copper Still. Okay, next on The Raven and the Blues, let's go back. We've already played one track from the 1930s, 1935 with Memphis Minnie. Let's move now into the 1940s, and Ivory Joe Hunter, taken from the album Wowee. Here he is with a track which is called Stop Rocking That Train.
Stop that rocking the train. Stop that rockin' the train. Went to kiss my baby at the station goodbye, and looked out the window, I saw tears in her eyes. Stop that rockin' the boat, cause it really gets my goat. I'm trying to write my baby a sweet little note. So stop, 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 please stop. Stop that juggling around. My pen's on the rebound. If you can't read my letter, don't blame it on me. Blame it on the choo-choo train. This is what happened. They stop and they start it again.
I do love Jump Blues. If you're a regular to the show, you will know that. Everything from Winoni Harris through to people like him. Ivory Joe Hunter, the album Wowee on Ace Records, came out a couple of years ago. Compilation of his recordings on the King record label back in the 1940s. Great R&B and Jump Blues and Stop Rocking That Train. We started the show almost with a track from an artist who's going to be at the Mihas Acoustic Blues. No, it's not Acoustic Blues. The Mihas Blues Festival. No, it's not even blues. An artist who's going to be at the Mihas Music Festival next weekend. There you are. Got it right in the end. And that's Kat Pearson, and she's going to be with the Valve Tones. Let's have a track now from somebody else who's going to be there at the festival, and that's Eugene Hideaway Bridges. Here he is, taken from the album Born to be Blue, and it's a track called Good Thing.
Thank you.
a guy who's headlining next weekend in Mijas. Well, I say next weekend, depends on you listening to the show. If you're listening on FM on Talk Radio Europe, it is next weekend. If you're listening as a podcast, it could be 3 months ago, if you see what I mean. But Eugene Hideaway Bridges will be in Mijas on the 13th of June for the music festival taking place. Unlike last year, which was on one day from lunchtime right through until the early hours of the Sunday morning, this year it's going to be over a three-day period, Friday night, Saturday and Sunday. I think Eugene is headlining on the Saturday evening. I wish I could be there. If I could wave a magic wand round about next Friday, I would be there, but I'm afraid it's not going to be possible, really. But I hope Alan T from Talk Radio Europe is going to be there, and I hope he'll be doing some recordings as well whilst he's there. And I know Rob from Alora will also be there as well, and we'll probably get him to do some recordings as well. But anyway, I wish I could be with you, but sadly, and we'll talk about it again next week. Anyway, moving on now to Coco Montoya, the album which came out about a year and a half ago called Dirty Deal. Here he is with Love Gotcha.
A feeling in the air when love got you. I ain't no fortune teller, but I know one thing, fellas, love got you. It creeps up slow, so you never know. Takes you by surprise, hits you right between the eyes. Love got you. Love got you. What it is when it hits you, you know when it gets you. Love got you.
Great stuff. Coco Montoya, the album Dirty Deal, and that's on Alligator Records, and that's called Love Gotcha. And I see an email came via Facebook, and that's from Ray in Australia. Thank you for your kind words, Ray. I'm on Facebook and also on Twitter. I tweet occasionally, basically, if you want to follow what I do and see what I do. And more importantly, I guess, see some of the photographs of where I live and what we do here. It's easier to follow me. Just go to Twitter or Facebook as Dave Raven, all in one word. Anyway, Ray is in Australia and he commutes and listens to the show on the commute from Melbourne to, from Melton to Melbourne and then back again at the end of the day. And you say you're a late adopter of podcasts and finding the show and also Salty Dogs, Blues and Roots as well is a real treat. There are lots of podcasts out there. The history of podcasts really is coming up to 5 years old. We started way back in the late summer of 2004, and I say we, Dave Weiner kind of had the idea of the podcast and made it work, and then along with Adam Curry, Dawn and Drew, myself, the handful really of about a dozen, I would guess, podcasts all started about the same time in August of September 2004, and they grew to bigger popularity, I guess, and things like iTunes by the time we get into 2005. But there are lots of them out there, lots of blues ones as well. Now, I've listed them on the Raven and the Blues page, and I know some of you do go there. But if you want the link to as many, many of the blues podcasts, I think all the ones I've got Rumshack from James Carlisle up in the Shetland Islands. I've got Cliff McKnight's Nothing But the Blues here in the UK as well. And then we moved to Australia for Salty Dogs, Blues and Roots. America, of course, for Hieronymus Murphy's Murphy's Saloon out of Chicago. Bandana Blues with Beto and Spinner. And then Roadhouse Blues with Tony Siler Dennison. And finally, of course, Austin Riffs. I think I covered most of them there, but there are even more which I haven't actually listened to yet. So if you are a listener to another type of podcast, please let me know and I'll listen and get the link. It's really the time, and therefore I'm always grateful because I know that time is of the essence for all of us, really, and there are so many other things to listen to, entertainment generally, not just podcasts, but and therefore for you to put aside 1 hour to listen to this show is really special for me. And so thank you to you for listening this week. That's not just therefore to Ray in Australia. But if you want to go to the Raven and the Blues page and subscribe, it's on iTunes. It's very simple. And looking at the time, that's almost it for this week's Raven and the Blues. Let's close with somebody who was a guest on the show about a month ago now, Hans Taysink, and a track from the album which was up for the Blues Music Awards but didn't win, but was nominated at least, and the album Visions. And here he is with Terry Evans, and you can't judge a book by looking at the cover, which is so true. Have a good week. I'll talk to you in 7 days' time. From me, Dave Raven, thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.
You can't judge an apple by looking at the tree. Can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Can't you see how you misjudge me? I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Yeah, you can't judge sugar by looking at the cane. Can't judge a woman by looking at a man. You can't judge sister by looking at a brother. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Now can't you see how you misjudge me? Oh, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. An apple by looking at the tree. Can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Can't you see how you misjudge me? Oh, I look like a farmer, y'all, but I'm a lover. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover, no. Can't you see how you misjudge me? Oh, I look like a farmer, y'all, but I'm a lover. You can't judge the book by looking at the cover. No, no.
I wanna go.